Welcome to Science Utah from UPR.
The thirst for knowledge is in our genes.
Science brings out the best in us.
Time is but a stubborn illusion.
The chimpanzee is actually modifying a natural object to suit it to a specific purpose, thus making it.
We are all time travelers. Journeying together into the future.
If we don't stop the destruction of our natural world, the only home any of us will ever know, nothing else will matter.
Today's story is from UPR's Jennifer Pemberton and originally aired in May 2013.
It's not ethical to experiment with living human subjects, putting them in a room and pumping it full of diesel exhaust for 12 hours a day, for instance. But it is important to be able to study the effects of inhaling liters and liters of polluted air when you're on a run along the Logan River, for instance, during a winter inversion. Luckily, residents of Cache Valley are their own control group. Most days, we have some of the cleanest air in the country, and then in winter, some of the worst. Comparing our pulmonary function before and after an air pollution event is the next best thing to making someone run behind a diesel truck. Dr. Randy Martin, who studies particle air pollution for Utah State University, calls Cache Valley a giant experimental basin for PM2.5. One of his research partners, USU toxicology professor Roger Coulomb, agrees.
That's what I like about Utah State. We can do research here that's very relevant, and some of the worst air pollution ever measured, and it's right here in Cache Valley. It provides us a great laboratory to study air pollution here.
Dr. Coulomb has completed two clinical studies with living Cache Valley residents.
We took baseline measurements when the air was clean, and then measurements so related to pulmonary function, biomarkers in plasma, and other indicators of health during an air pollution event, which we defined as greater than or equal to the ambient standard of 35 micrograms.
That's 35 micrograms per square meter of air. That's the EPA threshold for a red air day.
And then again, we took baseline measurements afterwards, after the air had cleaned up in the valley, to see if there were long-term effects. What they found was that there is a rather immediate reduction in pulmonary function in Cache Valley residents. We found also some blood markers of disease that are associated with impending or chronic cardiovascular or cardiopulmonary disease. We knew what to look for in the plasma of Cache Valley residents because of several years of studying the effects of pollution in a petri dish in human cells.
Dr. Coulomb's group is still studying human lung cells in petri dishes. I visited his lab in the shiny new Agricultural Sciences building on the USU main campus in Logan, where he has a student from Japan preparing some petri dishes to compare the effect in human lung cells of local Cache Valley PM2.5 particles and diesel exhaust particles.
We keep all of our cells growing in here. So actually, those are actually human lung cells in there.
What's the temperature in here?
Just 37, just like it is in your body. When we grow the cells up, we put them in smaller plates and then put the PMs right on top of them for varying amounts of time.
From the body temperature incubator, we move on to the deep freeze. Dr. Coulomb puts on gloves and opens a styrofoam cooler that says PM2.5 in Sharpie on the lid. There are plastic and metal discs that we just have to believe are covered in particle pollution. They don't even use a microscope on these, they just weigh them with a super sensitive scale and know how much pollution is on each disc. Sometime next week, Tsubasa Ikeo will drop the particles on his lung cells, wait 24 hours, then look for changes.
And then what are you looking for?
Some of the early indicators of cardiovascular disease and cancer. Yeah.
And you can see that in one cell?
Yeah, we can.
Light particles from Beijing, Mexico City, and dozens of other locations, Cache Valley, PM2.5, triggers an inflammatory response in the lung of people. It causes an increase in what is called C-reactive protein, which is a big, well-known, it's a validated biomarker for impending cardiovascular and part cardiopulmonary disease. It actually happens very rapidly. So like PM2.5 around the world, disease begins very quickly upon exposure.
Dr. Coulomb has a great view of Cache Valley from his office. The PM2.5 concentration is less than 10 micrograms per cubic meter today, which is under the federal standard of 35, but still not safe. And after learning about the damage that one particle can do to one lung cell, it's hard to look out at the blue sky and the snow-capped peaks and trust your own eyes. What doctors Randy Martin and Roger Coulomb are researching up here on the Hill isn't happening in a bubble.
I think there's tremendous application to the research we do here with my colleagues in that we know that the dose response curve for adverse effects is very steep. And what that means practically is that if we can reduche our PM2.5 here in Cache Valley just by a small amount, the benefits to public health are tremendous. So sometimes I feel like the reluctant mayor of that city in the movie Jaws, you know, trying to put a good face on these shark attacks happening and get people to come to his community. But we've got to figure out ways and do it ourselves. Show the country and the world that we Utahns are smart and we can solve our own problems and not wait for others to tell us what to do. So improving our health is a family value, and it's something I think we can all agree upon.
From the campus of Utah State University in Logan, this is Jennifer Pemberton for Utah Public Radio.
Thanks for listening. Science Utah can be found on Apple Podcasts or at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Niall Clancy.